Ilu hoya shnei korim v'torim yechum hem achaveroi shem lepot achaveroi. Well, the kashrut is if you have two buckets here, two barrels of tfua, and you have to take truma from both of them. So lachrut is you don't have to take truma from both korim. It's enough to take truma from one basket, and that part is the other basket. So here also, by the truma salishka, when the kanim, whoever it was, took out the money from the lishka, as much money as he took out, he was zicha yoytz to everybody. Now, everybody that put the master shekel into this lishka, now when the kanim took out of the three buckets full of money, even the money that was left over, also like you said, the Mizrahi says, has a pshat, it's a chilek in the carbon tiba right now. So why was the Gamliel so makbah that his master shekel should go right in front of the guy, right before he makes the truma, to make sure his money got into the basket? Like even the money that's left over and doesn't get into the basket, also you have a chilek in the carbon tiba. And the Gemara stam ha nachas ruach chaylehem. They had a little nachas ruach, a little frum. He was makbid, shaloi yeh carbon miskarav elu mishlem tchila. He was makbid, he had a tremendous nachas ruach, he felt yishmak if he knew that his money would be there to be spent for the first one, for the master shekel. Even though he now mechuyif to do it, he had a special nachas ruach, a special enjoyment to know that gefort, even though I don't have to, I want to make sure my money gets in there first, they spend my money first. That's why I used to do it. Yeah, holding off Tessam Abbas. On top again, I'll start the Gemara again. Shabbat Gamliel, Ilu Hoye Shnei Korim V'Torim Yechud Mehen Al Chaveiro Shema Leipote Chaveiroi, that if you have two kurs to make truma from, can't you make from one and both of them? So why did he have to put his machza shekel to make sure it's taken for the truma? So Gemara says, Hanachas Ruach Hivahem. Well, the Gemara says, Nachas Ruach. Nachas Ruach, it was for him, Shloye Korbin Miskarev Ela Mishalhem Tchilam. That they should use his money first to bring the korban with it, to buy the korbanos. Tony, when they pulled away the cover of skin that they put on top of the machza shekel, is nasa kula shirayim. All the money then became shirayim, leftover money. Like we had before, when they used to first bring all the money in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they made one truma. Then they covered up the leftover money with a piece of skin. Then the new money, they made another truma and covered up again. And the third time they covered up again. But as soon as they would take away the skin, the covering, then all the money has a halacha from shirayim. It's called leftover money from the truma. And we'll see later in the next mishnah what's the difference, what they did with that money, with the shirayim, the leftover money. Baratani, shlishis hi hoiso ashiram. The third kupa, the third bunch of people that brought the machza shekel, they were the richest. Shebekulon was the richest of all of them. Shoyebo istariyos shelzov used to bring golden kalim for the akonias shelzov and a golden coin. That's what the third group of people would bring. As the last people that bring the money before Sukkot that came from Chutz Laretz, as the Americans, they were the richest. They brought all the big money. He says it's the loy means begodim. They brought begodim, fancy begodim, worth a lot of money. And then they brought golden coins. So the Gru at the end asked the question about him, that we had before, you can't even change over the machza shekel into a diamond. It has to only be money that it doesn't get evaluated. So how could they bring here now kalim? So he learns that the ikar they brought was these golden coins. Just they used to wrap it around, some for present in expensive clothing. But the ikar they brought for the machza shekel was just a golden coin. So the third group brought the most expensive. Tony, Torah Meser Rishoyno L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Shastav, when Bezdin went down to make the first Shumas Alishchom, he took out the money and he had in mind for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Because this was done in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and most probably the people that sent the Machza Shekel so far was for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Well, L'Shem Kol Yisrael, he had in mind also for everybody. Shaniyah, when it went by before Shavuos, to make the second truma, l'shem krocha mamakofim, he had ikar in mind the people that live in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, or l'shem kol Yisrael, he also had in mind all the Jews. The ashlishis, the third truma they did around Sukkot time, l'shem bavul amodai, he had ikar was in mind the people living in bavul amodai, their machza shekel first reached the base of Migdash around Sukkot time, so they had them in mind, or l'shem medinas rechokis, they had in mind any other far away land. Well, l'shem kol Yisrael. They also had a mind, kol Yisrael, they had a mind, even by the third truma. Tony, it's learned. Notam min ha-rishayna. They took out of the first kupa, afal pi shiyesh b'rishayna. Now, we had before that they took out three kupas, three baskets. Let's say Sukkot time, let's say Pesach time. They took out three baskets full of machzor shekel from the lishka. And each basket was three soin big. Now, first they started to use the money from the first basket. Now, afal pi shesh b'shoin, even though there's money left over in the first basket, noitum min hashniyah, they started to use the second basket right away. Now, noitum min hashniyah, they started to use the second one. Afal pi shesh b'shoniyah, even though there's some left over in the second one, noitum min hashlishis, they used to use the third one. In other words, they used to take a little bit of money out of the first basket. Then even though there's some left, they would go to the second basket. And even though there's some left in the second, they would go right away to the third basket. Now, shol mashlishis, when they used up all the money of the third basket, then chayzalishniyah, then they went back to use the leftover money from the second basket. Shol mashniyah, when the second basket was finished, they used up all the money there to buy the kabanas that they needed for the carbon sivan, chayzalishniyah. Then they went back to the first basket. So really, Takan Karatan asked the question, before we learned that the Mishnah, when they took the three kupas, they put olive base gimel on each kupa, to know this is the first one. Partially we learned you have to use that first, then base use the second one, then gimel use the third one. And here we're saying no, they just started the first, went to the second, went to the third, and after they finished the third, they worked themselves backwards. So he learned the Takan Karatan before also, olive base gimel just means that's the way you have to start. You have to start using a little bit from the first basket. But not that you have to finish it up. Then you go right away to the second one. Don't have to wait till you finish it. Go to the third one. And then work yourself back. Finish up the third basket first. Then use the second. Then use the first. What about Shom or Shloshtan? What about if all three baskets were used up? It's between Pesach and Shavuos. Before they made the second Shruma, they used up all the three baskets they took out from the Machzor Shekel. And they still have to bring more Kabbonis. So where do they get the more money from? Is Chayzer V'Shoykel. Tanakama learns what to go and take. Chayzer V'Shoykel means you have to collect new money. You can't use the leftover money in the Lishka. That's called the Shurayim of the Trumat HaLishka. The Shurayim, leftover money, you can't use a second time. Because if you need more money now, you have to make sure to collect new Machzor Shekel. And the new money the Jews give, that money you'll use for the Kabbonis. Rabbi Meir says no. Chayzer L'Shurayim. No, if you finished out the first three baskets, you're allowed to go back to the Lishka, to that big room where all the money was first put, and use the remaining money, even though you took out Truma from it. So it's not the pshat, the leftover money now is like Chulin. No, Ramei Yeshitur is the leftover money, still has Kedushas Hegdish on it, and it's still aiming to be used for Kabbonis. So if you finish the first three baskets, go take more money from that Lishka. Shoye Ramei Yeshitur is Moyalim Bishurayim. The Shurayim, the leftover money in the Lishka, after they took out the Truma, still has Kedushas Hegdish on it. And if you have Hano enjoyment from it, you're over in Yisramila. So you see, according to Rameya, the Shurayim still has Kedusha, you could use it to buy Kabbonis. Why? Because Shema Yitzdorchu Lehem B'Soif. Like there's the new Metchila, that when they take out the Truma, and they have the leftover, they knew they're not making the leftover to be like Hulin. Because they know maybe the money they're taking out these three baskets now won't be enough. They'll need more money. So at the beginning, they have in mind that if they do need more money, the more money has the regular Kedusha. It still stays there. And when they get finished with those three baskets, come back and take the leftover money that's still here. That's from Meir Shita. So you see, from the Meir, you need to be zorah, to be very careful, that at the beginning, when you're taking out the three kupas, have in mind that maybe you'll need more money. And if you need more money, the leftover money still has Kedusha on it. So Gemara says, V'chein hoyer v'pinchas ben yoyer v'aymer. The famous Graisa from the Pinchas Ben Yoyer, so the talking of Karmen Eda means that there's an inyan to be Zor, to watch out, to be careful in what you're doing. Just like you see here, Remei was careful that the original money still has its Kedusha, also there's an inyan to be Zoris. That he learned, that Zerizos Mevilo Benekias. If somebody is a Zoyer, watches out to do the mitzvahs, that will bring him to be a Naki, to be clean. And Nekias Mevil De Taira. The person has the Midah of Nekias being clean, will bring him to be Torah, you're purifying. And Tahira Mevilo de Kedusha. By Tahira brings it to have holiness. And Kedusha Mevilo de Anova brings it to the Midah of being humble. Anova Mevilo de Yerushet. If you have the Midah of Anova, you're humble, that will bring it to have Yerushet. And Yerushet Mevilo de Chasidus. Will bring it to Midah of Chasidus. And Chasidus Mevilo de Ruach HaKodesh. That will bring it to have Ruach HaKodesh on you. And Ruach HaKodesh Mevilo de Tchias HaMesim. That will bring you to the Madrega, you'll be able to be Mechayim Mesim. And Tchias HaMeisim, Mevil Bei Elio, Zoch LaTov. And like right before the Tchias HaMeisim will take place, that's when Elio HaNavi will come. He'll come before, right before Tchias HaMeisim. In the famous Sefer, the Mesil Sesharim, he goes to explain all these different midas. So Korbaneda learns that Zeridus means, Hazara is the mitzvah. Somebody watches very carefully to do the mitzvahs. La Saisam Kohigun, to do it the right way. Or Merachek Niatzma Kol Dover, you take away from yourself anything. Shayachol Lover Ayodel Avera, anything that could bring you to do Averis, is maybe a Sodom Shunoki. Will make you to be pure, to be clean in all your asiyas from doing Averis. So the Hemshech is that, just like before a mayor was Zohir, to make sure the leftover money is still usable, here also you should be careful. Like you said before, all the kamer meyer to moilam b'shurayim shemit tarchulem b'soif hadrapopesh atzarachadim liyazor. A person has to be careful in what he's doing. Then he says, Taira shafav noisav orishayni yislavnu. Taira is a bigger madrega that even the averish you did will become white. The yitaro nishmosin nisham will become pure. Kedusha, kedusha salevu machshava. Your thoughts and lev will be holy. They are nova shakol mi sheish baruch kedusham. Chafas liyas yoyis the kodesh. You want to be more kodesh, and that's the midah of anova. Right. So tomorrow, zrizas mevilu de nekiyas. How do we know that if you zoriz, if you're very careful, you do things fast, you watch out, that brings you to be clean? The pasuk says v'chila mechaper, that if you chila, if you finish doing everything carefully, that will be mechaper. That will give you a kapora. Kapora means you'll be clean from all your averus. Nekiyas mevilu de taira. How do we know if you're clean from all your averus or bring you a special tire, a special purification? As the pasuk says, v'chipar ole l'akoyin v'tiyaro. If you have your forgiveness, then you'll have tire. Tire mevil de kedusha. The pasuk says, v'tiyaro v'kitshu. You'll be matar yourself, you make yourself purified, and you become holy. Kedusha mevil de anova. How do we know that holiness brings you to have the need of anova, to be humble? The pasuk says, Kikoyama Ram Venisa Shoychinad the Kodesh Shmoy. That means Moram the Kodesh Eshkoin Vyazdake Vishofa Ruach, that Hashem likes to be with the people that Dake Ruach, people that are humble. So this Kedusha brings you to be humble. Anova mevilo de Yirashet. If you have the mid of Anova, they'll bring you to have be afraid to do an Avera. Tirsev Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. If you have this mid of Anova being humble, that will bring you to be afraid of Hashem to do Averis. And Yiras Chet Mevil De Chassidus, Tirsiv Vechesed Hashem Yeilam V'Yad Eilam Al Yireyev. If you're a Yirei Hashem, you fear Hashem, that will bring you to the Midah of Chesed. To be a Chosid, Chassidus Mevil De Ruach HaKodesh. A Chassidus brings you to have Ruach HaKodesh. Tirsiv Oz Dibarto V'Chazon L'Chassidecho. And Hashem spoke to his Chassidecho, means the Chosid will have Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh Mevil De Tchias HaMeisim. I'll give you my Ruach, I'll give you Ruach HaKodesh, and v'chiyisem, you become alive again, you'll have this midah, you'll have this koyach to make a Tchias HaMeisim. And Tchias HaMeisim mevilu bei Eliyahu zochel atoiv, right before Tchias HaMeisim will be zochel tzi Eliyahu anovi, t'yachsiv, hinei anoichi shleach lechem et Eliyahu anovi, lefnei bo yoyim Hashem agodo v'yanoirom. As before Mashiach, before Tchias HaMeisim will be there, Eliyahu anovi will come. So right before Tchias HaMeisim, that's when Eliyahu HaNavi will come. Tona b'shem Rabbi Meir. Kol mi shekavu of Eretz Yisrael. Whoever is kaveya lives in Eretz Yisrael. O medada b'loshin HaKodesh. He speaks loshin HaKodesh. And then he says, shegorim tairas ha-nefesh. It makes your soul become purified. Fi oichol peiroys le-betaira. And eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael also, the tairas ha-guf. You make sure you're always Torah. Fi koira kriyashma v'boiko v'erev. And you say Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, Yehei Mavusa Sheben Olam Habahu. Like you're for sure, you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. You'll be Zeichet Tav Olam Haba. Yehadim Alecha Perek B'Shloi Shaprogi. So the Mishnah. Mas Nisim. Ha Truma Ma Hoyu Oysin Bo. What did we do with the money we made the Truma Talishcha? Like the Mishnah before said, that three times of the year, they made the Truma Talishcha. They went into the Shlishcha, the room, where they put all the Masa Shekel, and they made a Truma. They took out with three baskets full and filled it up with money. What did they do now with this money? Loichinbo, they bought with it Tamidim, Kabonis, for the Tomid Shal Shachar, Tomid Shal Ben Aboyim, every day, or Musafim, for Eshchadish, for Shabbos, for Yomtiv. All the Kabonis Tzibur were bought with this money. The Niskayim, the Nesachim, the Mincho, the Yain you had to bring with it. Hoimer, the korban that was brought on the second day of Pesach, korban omer, was brought from barley, or shtei halechem on Shavuos, you had the first lechem, the first mincha, coming from the new wheat, was brought on Shavuos, for lechem aponim, the wheat they use every Shabbos to make the 12 chalas, for lechem aponim, all this was bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. V'chol kabonas hatzibur, and all the kabonas hatzibur was brought from this, and it includes the keteris. The keteris is also called the carbon tzibur. They bought it from this money of the carbon of the Trumas HaLishcha. Shomrei svichin. Now on Shvius, b'Shvius, now on Shvius we're afraid that there won't be any more tfuah left, because not too much tfuah grows on Shvius. You're not allowed to plant on Shvius. But the svichin means the wheat that grows by itself. The seeds that fall in the air and goes in the ground and grows by itself, that's called Tzvichim. Now, Bezdin had to make sure that they put a special shomer, a special watchman, to watch the Tzvichim, the new wheat that's growing on Shvius. Because they had to bring the korban Omer and the korban Shtei Alechem, the korban that was brought on Pesach, and the korban that was brought on Shavuos, had to come from Chodesh. Had to come from the Tfuah grown that year, and it has to only be Tfuah grown in Eretz Yisrael. So on the seventh year, you're not allowed to plant. So there's not too much tfuah around. So Bezdin is afraid if we're not going to watch the tfuah there, people will take it and eat it up. And when it comes time for Pesach, it comes time for Shavuos, there won't be any more wheat or barley to make the omer or the shtei lechem. So if Bezdin used to hire special shomer, special people to watch the svichim, hey, it's the wheat or the barley that grows by itself on Shavuos. Now, where do these people get paid from? Neutland Tzchor Mitrumas HaLishcha. They used to take the money from the Trumas HaLishcha to pay them also. Because this is also called Tzorchei Kabonis, because they're watching this wheat to be able to use for the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, which is a carbon tzibur. This is also called being paid from the for Kabonis. Rabbi Yossi says, Afar Reitza Misnadev Shemichinim. He learns that the Shemir, a person wants to watch it for nothing, like true, you owe me money, and that money you owe me, I'll do it for nothing, I'll give you the money back. It's mutter to do it. No, you're allowed to, like, give your own money to the Trumas HaLishcha. Like he says, Korban Hashem Mechinim, V'yafim kona oisa min hefker. Even if you, like, were koina, the Shema now, like, was koina, acquired this tfuah from hefker. Kish Hashem, when he watched it. Sov Rav Yosef, the Korban Yochim, Mishtan LaKorban Tziva. Now the question is, if the Shema is not getting paid, so really the Shema, he was koina this tfuah, it's like his tfuah. And is giving it over now to Hegdish to use for a korban tzibur, for the korban omer on the second day Pesach, and for shtei lechem on Shavuos. And you're not allowed to do that. It has to be a korban tzibur. It has to belong to the rabbin. So the Teretz says, Rav Yossi holds that true, it belongs to you, but you give it over to the rabbin. Or Yochuk can be misnadded to give a present to the rabbin. Now it's called a korban tzibur. That's Rav Yossi's svara. And the rabbanon argue on this and say no. Is Omru Lloyd, Rabbanu said back to him, Afa Toimer, you're also going to say then, Shein Boyim Ella Michel Tzibur. If that's the case, then the Shtei Omer, Shtei Alechem,